Hey guys, Susan, haven't talked to you for a bit. Things are crazy with this coronavirus physical distancing thing. I wanted to talk a little bit about that. I know I've said it before, but I really don't like the idea of people calling it social distancing. I get it, we're not hanging out together, we're not supposed to, but really, this is the best time for us to get back to basics. Where have we ever had an opportunity like this where we can stop, reset, and say, who are you? Who are you, my friend? Do you need help? You know, mom and dad, I love you. What's going on with you? And actually having a conversation. My teenager and I have been talking more in these last weeks than we ever had before. Part of it is because she doesn't have anybody else to talk to. So, you know, you take it as you get it. But it gives you that opportunity to be able to reconnect with people. So don't call it social distancing. Call it physical distancing. Keep your space apart. But make sure that you talk to people, you stay social. Also, with social distancing, what I've noticed is we're doing a lot more social media. So again, we're not really distancing. I'm seeing a lot more, and I've been doing the same. Hey, I wish I was on this vacation, but look at your pictures. Kind of reminds me of a kid, as when I was a kid, and we would watch our parents' slideshow of what their trips they went on. Or, you know, their friends would come over and would watch them. I feel like that now, and I actually kind of like it. It's fun to watch what other people have done. I don't think it's bragging. So if you've done something that you really, really like, and you really enjoyed it, you had a good time, it was relaxing, or you reconnected with loved ones, or it was a great anniversary trip, whatever, it doesn't matter. Post some pictures about it. Remind people what it was like when we could get out and do things. But also engage them. Maybe ask some questions. I've actually thought about doing a survey on people's most relaxing 3-day weekend trips and then wanting to share that. You know, it's going to be different, of course, because a 3-day trip is something you have to do close by. So geographically, it'll be somewhere around here in Lincoln. But you can fly. If you can fly for an hour and go somewhere like Chicago or, you know, somewhere south, why not do it if you can? But if you can't, maybe just take off for a long drive across the state and find a nice lake and a cabin somewhere. Regardless, share those with people, engage in their ideas, and continue to be socially connected that way. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about social media and how it's keeping us connected. So social media has been really interesting. I have been learning things that I didn't know existed within the apps themselves. And again, I love having the teenagers home because they teach me so many things. But what's been really interesting is, like I said, watching what other people are doing and seeing what they're posting. And I have been posting a lot more than I used to, and I had no idea that was even possible. I've had people tell me all the time, you guys look like you're constantly going somewhere. Part of that's true. I do like to travel. I am a firm believer that you work to live, not the other way around. And so I want to go experience things that I've never been able to experience before, or I need to go somewhere and decompress. With social media, the other point of that is that you can learn things about people. I have really enjoyed finding out that I have friends that love to cook. I had no idea. Or that love to craft things. I have a good friend of mine who I've known loves to knit, but it's been interesting watching her through the social media avenues show her work. I didn't get a chance to see it before. She was too busy as a lawyer to show you what she's been doing. It was more for her downtime and relaxation. So those hobbies are fun to share with people. I think my only hobby really is traveling. So like I said, I've been doing that quite a bit. But at least if you enjoy looking at other people's things and you don't feel comfortable sharing them, that's okay. But just get on and stay socially connected. I worry about people that have so isolated themselves that when we come out of this, there may be more mental health issues than what we'd like to admit. So don't isolate yourself. Don't get yourself in a position where you're upset with others or you're insecure about getting back together. Remember, it'll be a great time for a root beer float or a glass of wine or a deep cup of coffee with your friends, and the fruit will be ripe. It will be beautiful outside, and I think it's going to be a really interesting awakening of our senses as humans, as well as friends and other companions in the same space. So don't socially distance, physically distance. Don't isolate yourself, but stay safe, and we will all come out on this on the other side.